Lord, we are grateful. Thank you because your steadfast love for me and my family, for every one of us, never ceases. Thank you because your love for us are new every morning. We enjoy the faithfulness of your love. We enjoy your love on all sides. Lord, we give you the glory. We exalt you. We thank you, Jesus, because our lives daily express your love. And our life will continually express your love over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your expression of grace and mercy, even when we don't merit it. Lord, we thank you for your everlasting love. Thank you for victory. Thank you for calling us your own. Lord, we are so grateful. Thank you for this rare privilege that we have you as a father that listens to our cry at all times. Thank you because you are good. Thank you because of your son that died for us. Thank you because you draw us daily to you. We exalt and appreciate you for all you have done, what you are doing, and for what you will still do. We say, be thou exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Saturday, the 15th day in the month of August 2026, and God has been good to us. I want us to make these words of declarations together, that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. In all I do, in my becoming, I will not be moved in Jesus' name. I will daily become the expression of God's grace in every areas of my life in Jesus' name. I am strengthened from my inner man in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The joy of the Lord is my strength on a daily basis. I am renewed from my inner man to the outer in the name of Jesus Christ. I wear the beauty of the Lord like a crown in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God is at work in me for greatness, for help, for goodness and mercy in the name of Jesus Christ, because he prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemy. Where my enemy feels I cannot get to, the Lord prepares a banquet of greatness for me. He prepares a banquet of beautification for me. He prepares a banquet of pleasant surprises for me. He prepares a banquet of every good things for me. I will not lack any good thing in the name of Jesus Christ, because the Lord is my shield. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my strength and my deliverer. He delivers me from everything that has been planned against my life in the name of Jesus Christ. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I am favored on all sides. I am lifted in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be above only. I will not be beneath in the name of Jesus Christ. The will of God comes to pass in my life today and forever in Jesus' name. I win from the side of victory today in the name of Jesus Christ. I redeem today with the blood of Jesus Christ. I redeem everything that has been said contrary against the will of God for my life. I renew them. I redeem them. I rewrite them with the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus speaks mercy for me. The blood of Jesus speaks power for me. The blood of Jesus speaks enlargement for me. The blood of Jesus speaks greater version for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I am increased on all sides. The Lord places my feet above every stumbling block in the name of Jesus Christ. He makes me to lie down in green pastures in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I receive restoration. I am restored from my inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. Spiritually, I am restored. Physically, I am restored. Health-wisely, I am restored. Emotionally, I am restored. In my health, I am restored. In my finances, I am restored. As a mother, I am restored. As a minister, I am restored. As a wife, I am restored. As a daughter-in-law, I am restored. As everything that I represent, I receive restoration on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. The restoration of God is my backing in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of the Lord is for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I continually enjoy and experience beauty for ashes. The joy of the Lord becomes my gown in the name of Jesus Christ. I wear it like a crown in the name of Jesus Christ. I wear the goodness of the Lord like a crown and the mercy of the Lord to beautify me. He covers me, he shields me and protects me. He preserves me from all evil in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. I'm glad to announce to you that anniversary week is coming closer, and it's next week. It's by the corner, and it's on Thursday and Sunday. We are using 2 days to celebrate the faithfulness of God in Forge Ministry for this year. And it's coming up on the Thursday 20th of this month and Sunday 23rd of this month. Thursday is an hour of refreshing. It's the same day where we come to get blessed by the Lord. And it will be starting from 12 noon to 2. And on Sunday, we'll be starting by 2 to 4. The Lord will help and strengthen us in Jesus' name. Please, I want you to pen down this date and put it in mind as we prepare to come and appreciate God for His goodness and His mercies over our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. By the grace of God, I'll continue from where I stopped yesterday, which says, trust is the time to obey God completely. It's a time for total dependence, a time to keep our oil burning. It's the time for our light to be increased in our lamp. It's a time to recharge us. It's a time for extra oil. It's a time for growth. It's a time to move onward, forward, and upward in our journey. It's a time to make us measure up, to continue in the progressive way that God wants us to be. The instruction is to trust and obey God. This instruction comes with a lot to prevent us from depending on ourselves, but to depend totally on God. And a lot of questions will make us doubt, but we do not need to look at those questions. We do not need to look at those challenges, but to face God, to trust God. And I want us to look at the scriptures from Psalm 18 verse 2. It says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my eye tower. We are looking at the word in whom I will trust. It is a statement of choice. That means a person can decide to trust God and the person can decide to do otherwise. So it's a choice. God has given us as human the power of choice to make the choices. He has not made us to be robots. He wants us to choose rightly. He said, I have said before you, life and death, cursing and blessing. But He gave us the advice in Deuteronomy that He will advise us to choose life, because life comes with a lot of benefits. Life, choosing the right thing, comes with a lot of help. It comes with a lot of becoming who God has called us to be. So I want us to look at Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord. It's also a conditional statement. Some people can choose not to wait on the Lord. Some people can choose to wait on chariots. Some people can choose to trust on horses. Some people can choose to trust in their friends. Some people can choose to trust in their government. Some people can choose to trust in a God that cannot talk, that cannot move, that cannot do anything, that has no benefits to their lives. Everything is the choice. He has given us the power of choice. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord, when we wait, He will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings like eagles. We will run and not be weary, and we will not faint. So that statement is, when we trust in the Lord, that is when we can enjoy all this benefit. These benefits are for those that can trust in God. And while we trust in God, we enjoy this key factor of God in our daily work. The key factor for our lives in our daily work is to trust and obey God. Trusting God, there is no alternative to trusting God, because trusting in God helps to increase our faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. For without it, we cannot walk our life the way God wants us to walk it. So we need to trust in God to walk in alignment with what He wants for us. Psalm 125 verse 1 said, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. That means the benefit we get from trusting in God is to keep our feet standing, is to make us unmovable. Even when the enemies come like a roaring lion, but the Lord will give us victory. The Lord will silence them, because He said, we will not be moved. He said in His word that He suffers no man to do us harm. He says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. We are His children. We are His anointed. The moment we gave our life to Christ, the moment we kept ourselves under the rulership of God, we are already an anointed of God. It is not when we start having titles that makes us anointed. We are anointed the moment we give our lives to Christ. So it suffers no one to do us harm, because we are like Mount Zion, because we have made that decision to trust in God. He said we will not be moved. He did not say challenges will not come. Challenges will come, but we will not be moved. He said we will abide forever. So the benefit of our total trust in God is to make us unshakable, is to make us unmovable. Not that challenges will not come, but when we make that choice to trust in God, no matter how difficult it may be, it makes us to abide forever. Not abiding in our five senses, but abiding in Him. Because when we abide in Him, we enjoy peace and we enjoy rest that comes from the throne of grace. We enjoy His rest that is from the throne of mercy. Jeremiah 17 verse 7 and 8 says, blessed is the man that trusted in God. If we look at all these versions, he is saying the conditional statement there is trust. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. When we are planted, we become unmovable. We abide in God forevermore. Challenges will come, but instead of being removed, we begin to spread our roots, because we are planted beside the water. We are planted in the living water. Jesus is the living water. We are planted in Him, and our roots get nutrients. Our roots get nourished on a daily basis from the throne of grace, and this nourishment makes our roots to spread. He said, we will be like the tree planted by the water, and that spreadeth out our roots by the river, and shall not see when it comes. That means definitely it will come. That means definitely challenges will come. But he said, because we are planted in that water, we will not feel it. We will not see it when it comes. He said, and not see when it comes, but our leaf shall be green. Instead of withering, our root becomes flourishing, because we are powered in God, because we are rooted in God, because our source is rooted in the living water, and the living water gives us stamina and gives us all that we need to survive the heat of life. He said, but our fruit shall be green, and shall not be careful in the years of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. This verse is telling us that challenges will come, but when we are rooted in Christ, when the drought comes, we will continually bear fruit. That is what the living water does for us. It gives us nutrients. It gives us shock absorber. It gives us stamina to keep growing fruit upward and keep getting roots deeper. And as our root is going deeper in the Lord, we get strengthened in our faith. Our faith increases and our journey with God gets interesting. Because when we face one challenge and we overcome, we have that confidence that the God that did it for me yesterday is still alive. He is not dead. When we have that experiences of what God has done, it increases our faith and helps us to dare that God that did this for me. Apart from the testimonies that we have heard in the Bible, we will be able to say that I am also part of the people that have seen God. I have experienced Him. I have read about Him. I have handled Him in my own personal situations, and God has been there for me, and this helps our fruit to abide. We will be a testimony and will be a testimonial to people that if God can do this, He can do yours. All you need to trust and obey. When we trust, we increase in faith. And as we increase in faith, our journey gets smoother in the Lord. So he said, we will not be careful in the year of drought, because we will not cease from yielding fruit. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the journey of our life, we will not cease from yielding fruit in Jesus' name. Amen. A song says, oh Lord, keep me going higher. Keep me growing higher every day, because I put my trust in you. I'd like us to say some prayers that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, help me to keep going and help me to keep growing higher every day. Help me to keep growing in my trust in you. Let my trust in you grow deep, deeper and deeper. Let it grow roots deeper in you, and let it grow fruits upward in you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Teach me to trust you daily. Teach me to trust you for the little things and for the bigger things, in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to walk with you. I don't want to look back, because the reward of turning back has a lot of great consequences. The Lord, I don't want to look back. I don't want to experience pain of looking back. When Peter took his eyes off God, when he lost trust because the storm was coming, he began to sink. But thank God he shouted Jesus. He ran back to Jesus. Lord, I have come to you. Forgive me for my days of not trusting you. Oh Lord, forgive me. I have taken you too small in my heart. Oh Lord, forgive me. In every ways I have thought that you cannot help me. Lord, forgive me. I repent of this. Help me to trust you. Teach me to trust you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not look back. Father, teach me to trust you. Help me to keep my faith rooted in you. No matter the case, no matter the discouragement, no matter the distraction, no matter the difficulties, no matter what is trying to move me, Lord, I choose to trust you. Lord, help me from my unbelief. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am depending on you to see me through. Let your power see me through. Let your power be at work in me. Let your grace be at work in me. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with me in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, I want us to know that our trust and our faith keeps us moving in this journey to our eternal home. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life that can help us to walk this journey successfully, so that we can have eternal rest, so that we can make it to heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive the strength to trust in the Lord in our journey, so that we can make it to heaven in Jesus' name. We put ourselves under your leadership. You will see us through. You make us stronger in every challenges, but we'll grow stronger in you. We will be made in these challenges. We will not fall. We will not fail. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.